Many thanks, Ian. Now, in our last set of news items, various new development issues have cropped up. Work on 53 new houses at Cossey has commenced, but there are complaints about a bowling alley having to make way for a new little shop. The council is providing more charging points for electric cars, but there are criticisms. Taylor Wimpey East Anglia has started work on the next stage of its Hampden View development in Cossey, Norwich. The latest phase will deliver 53 new homes, including a mix of 1, 2, 3 and 4-bedroom properties, in which 28% will be designated as affordable housing. The development will also feature public open space, a new play area for local children, enhanced wildlife corridors, and provision of bat and bird boxes to support local biodiversity. The first homes from the next phase are expected to be released for sale this autumn.
Angry neighbours have spoken of their disappointment that a bowling alley is set to be torn down and replaced with another supermarket. People living near Namco Funscape have been left bewildered that the nearby bowling alley, which has been at the Barnard Road site for more than 30 years, will become a Lidl. It comes after the planning inspectorate overturned Norwich City Council's decision to refuse the supermarket giant's plans. But not everyone believes the change would be the worst thing. Terry Sison says it would be a great idea, since the supermarket will be closer to his home. I can see both sides, but Lidl will also create more employment for the area, which is also a big benefit. The bowling facility anticipate continuing to trade under the lease, which does not expire until June 2027.
Norfolk County Council has joined forces with Blink Charging UK to roll out dozens of EV charging points on streets across Norwich as part of a push to increase electric vehicle ownership. The idea is that people who do not have their own drives, such as those living in the city's terrace streets, can pay to charge vehicles in the bays next to the charging point. We currently have about 80 EV charging points via our contractor Blink on the streets in Norwich, with most having been activated over a year ago. However, we have not yet finalised any traffic regulation orders to change the parking restrictions at those points, which means many bays are occupied by non-EVs.
A sensory play park has officially opened. Located at Helsdon Hospital's Kingfisher Mother and Baby Unit, the new facility is designed for mothers and their children and aims to support recovery and strengthen emotional bonds during a vulnerable time. It'll provide a calm, supportive space for mothers, their babies and their support network at a time that they need it most. The £60,000 project was jointly funded by the Trust and Norfolk County Council, the latter from awarding a £30,000 grant from the government's Best Start Family Hub Fund. In addition to supporting recovery, the play park will help link families to further resources at the nearby Helsdon Community Centre. The Best Start Family Hub is based at Helsdon Community Centre and is just a 10-minute walk from the hospital.
A well-loved nature boardwalk is set to make a comeback next year. The 400-metre stretch of boardwalk along the River Yare near UEA has secured funding for a major revamp and is set to be reopened to the public after closing in January 2024. The closure of the boardwalk was due to health and safety concerns following a threefold increase in visitor numbers during the COVID pandemic. Its closure has since affected commuters and those using it for leisure, as it links Eton and Cringleford with the University, Hospital and Earlham Park. The University of East Anglia is now leading the project, which will create a more accessible, wider path and wildlife-friendly route through the Yare Valley.
Well, with those items, we've come to the end of part one. So we'll hand you over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So it's goodbye from Robin and me.
Goodbye.